from Hendrick House at Green and Lincoln on campus, providing housing, food service, and personal care for University of Illinois students for over 60 years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says more rain is on the way. His forecast is 5 minutes away. First AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan has called his members back to work next week, and Governor Rob Blagojevich hopes it will break the logjam over a stalled statewide capital construction program. The Democratic governor and Democratic speaker have been at odds for months over how to do a construction program for roads, bridges, schools, and other projects. Blagojevich wants money for a multi-billion-dollar capital program to come from a partial lease of the state lottery. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says they hope to have a workable plan on the lottery lease for House members to consider. Brown wouldn't get into specifics about that plan. Brown says the House will also consider fund sweeps, which could be used to restore some of Blagojevich's budget cuts. Meanwhile, the governor says he's cautiously optimistic that the bill that will lease the state lottery will pass. Susie Ahn has that story.
Money from the lottery plan could pay for things like school construction and road repairs. Governor Blagojevich says he supports it. Last week, he hugged House Speaker Michael Madigan at the Democratic National Convention. Blagojevich says if the construction plan becomes a reality, this time there might be more than just a hug.
If he actually passes it and it's real and we start putting people to work, I may not just hug him, I may actually kiss him.
Madigan's spokesman says the lottery lease could be the last option for a capital plan, but he didn't have an opinion on the governor's kiss. I'm Susie Ahn.
State Senator James Meeks has called off a boycott of Chicago public schools staged to protest Illinois' education funding system. Organizers said last night the two-day boycott of CPS was a success and brought attention to the issue of school funding while showing students what a well-funded school looks like. On Tuesday, when school started for Chicago public schools, more than 1,000 students boarded buses to the suburban Northfield, where they symbolically registered at the affluent New Trier High School. Earlier yesterday, students skipped classes to attend impromptu lessons in the lobbies of 18 downtown Chicago government and business buildings, including City Hall, the James R. Thompson Center, and Boeing's headquarters. A judge's ruling will mean an antitrust lawsuit against Champaign-Urbana's two major health clinics can go to trial. Judge Richard Klaus issued the ruling yesterday. Carl Clinic Association and Christie Clinic had asked that the lawsuit filed by Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan be thrown out. The clinics are accused of conspiring to deny new Medicaid patients, thus increasing the reimbursement rate from the state and forcing those clients to go without care or pay high rates elsewhere. Earlier this year, Judge Klaus had thrown out the AG's original suit against Carl and Christie, but he allowed Madigan to refile the case with more specifics. A spokeswoman for Carl said they were reserving comment until they reviewed the ruling. Madigan released a statement saying they were pleased with the ruling and planned to pursue the case. The issue of county board restructuring will get a fresh examination by a Champaign County Board Committee. The policy committee last night agreed to start looking at the issue next month. The request for consideration comes from committee members Greg Knott and Brendan McGinty. They say reducing county board size from 27 members to a smaller number would make it more accountable and efficient. If approved, the change in county board size would not take effect until the 2012 election. Knott says it's a good idea to examine the proposal carefully well in advance.
I'm glad we're still on track. I think it's an important issue. You know, we brought it up about a year and a half ago to originally start looking at it. We want to look at it now so it's done in a thoughtful manner, not a politicized manner, is what will happen, you know, the year that the maps are redrawn. You know, everybody will have a heated opinion, but I think there's a lot more rational thought that can go into it now.
Policy Committee Chairman Tom Betts says he thinks the Champaign County Board works well at its current size, but is ready to consider the proposal. He predicts it will take 3 to 4 months for his committee to consider the restructuring issue. The full county board would have the final word, but Knott and McGinty favor putting the question before voters in an advisory referendum. Sportswear clothing chain Stephen Barry's has announced that its locations in Champaign, Danville, and the Decatur area are among about 100 stores that will close as part of an overall reduction in size. The stores was recently purchased out of bankruptcy by BHS&B Holdings, a new formed affiliate of two investment firms, leaving about 170 locations under its control. Spokeswoman Rachel Brenner says closing dates for those stores in East Central Illinois have yet to be announced. 10 stores in all in Illinois are closing their doors, including two in the Peoria area. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35 and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, who has been designated certified broadcast meteorologist by the American Meteorological Society, joins us for another in-depth look at weather here on AM 580's Morning Edition. And good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning.
You know, some much welcome rainfall has come, and we have some more on the way.
Yeah, more, a lot more on the way. In fact, for some, and maybe a little more than welcome rainfall when all is said and done, because we so far here have had 3,700ths of an inch of rain, 3,700ths total so far. So over a third of an inch, and I think we'll pick up over an inch over that before all is said and done. And radar right now showing a lot of rain. Rain is falling across much of central and western Illinois at the moment,